Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into our weekend edition of Sports Talk, weekend kickoff edition at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hanging out at the Game Bar and Grill as we get ready also for Thursday Night Football. Seated on the big screen here, Miami Dolphins against the Buffalo Bills tonight. Also stop by the FanDuel Sportsbook right next door to us. You can place a wager on college football.
Yeah, give it about 15 minutes.
Or NFL action.
It'll be jammed.
Charlie, we got Jeff on the line. All right, great. Jeff Duncan, NOLA.com sports columnist, also the Times-Picayune, joining us now here on WWL. Jeff, thanks so much for the time, man. How you been doing?
Doing good, Steve. Mike, good to hear from you guys, as always.
Jeff, I'll ask you the question first about the new, I'm still working on that lease with the Saints and the state. I told this to Steve. I had two former governors of the state, Edwin Edwards and Mike Foster, both tell me, man, you know, there were difficult negotiations. We spent some political capital to get this deal worked out. But the same people that were banging their fists saying this is a terrible deal, I don't think ever have come back and apologized for that, because look at the growth of the NFL and what it has done to affect the economy in New Orleans and in the state of Louisiana. But both of them almost had the exact same comments about in this state. And he said, we're not even talking about building a new stadium now. We're talking about just extending the lease and working out the details with it. But, Jeff, we live in a different world today of how the NFL is not just dominant. They head and shoulders above any other sport today, and how they are TV ratings-wise, event-wise, listening-wise, watching-wise. It's just amazing. But I told Steve it's funny how two governors in different times, different worlds, both said the exact same thing.
No, Mike, you're spot on. And I think Governor Landry and his staff understand the importance of getting the Saints locked up here long-term. And, you know, these are complicated, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue deals, right? So there's a lot of tentacles to these long-term lease agreements. The fact that you have a state, Louisiana, that owns the Dome, and the Saints are just a tenant there. They have a manager of the Dome and ASM Global. There's just a lot of moving parts with the LSED kind of handling the negotiations. And the calculus really has to be between the state of Louisiana, how much taxpayer support is the right priority for the state of Louisiana. We're not the richest state in the country, but we love football here. So you have to value that at a certain level. And I think we all know that the Saints are in one of the smaller markets in the league as well. So how much can we support the Saints to make them competitive? How much do they need to chip in? How much, you know, can we put into the Dome to keep them here? There's just a lot of things that go into this. And I think both sides are trying to hammer it out. And the other factor here that I think is pretty relevant is you have two Goliaths, right, Mike, Steve? You have the NFL, which doesn't lose very often when they go to court or in any negotiation. They're a Goliath, the largest sports entity in the world. And then you have Governor Landry, who in his short period of time has shown he's a very tough, shrewd negotiator who also doesn't lose very often. So I think you put those two Goliaths in the octagon and you have a long, contentious negotiation that I think, despite saying all that, is going to get worked out here in the next few days, and we're going to hear a big announcement.
I think, Jeff, one of the things, too, is I know Edwin Edwards told me this. He was like, okay, cool, Nass, let me tell you this. What I would tell the people from up north Louisiana that didn't want it, he said, find me the money that the NFL is going to bring to the state and to the city. Find me that same money revenue. And he said, I'd always hear dead silence. They couldn't come up with it. And so he said, so why are you voting or so much against it? And he said, okay, ideology and kind of wrapping yourself is we don't want to help. Well, at that time probably was multimillionaires, not billionaires today. But I think part of that is it today. Where else would you get that revenue stream that the Saints bring to the city and also to the state? Nowhere.
Nowhere. And look, it's not a Fortune 500 company, but it is. And let's face it, the state doesn't have, I think maybe there might be one Fortune 500 company in the whole state. And the amount of prestige and notoriety that the Saints bring here, I mean, they make New Orleans a major league city. It's what separates us from Birmingham, for instance, you know. And so I think everyone knows that. I think the calculus is, the math that needs to be done is how much do they deserve our support for taxpayer dollars? How much is that to make them competitive? You know, in the old deal, Tom Benson managed to convince the governors that the Saints should be in the top 12 of revenue in the league because that's how many playoff teams there were back then, 12 teams a year. He said, well, if we're going to be a playoff team every year, we should be supported. You know, that's pretty good negotiating in one of the smaller, poorer markets. And he was able to get that done. And that's why the Saints have been a model small market franchise for a long time. They punch above their weight class because of this deal with the state of Louisiana, where we are supporting them at a very high rate. We're the closest thing here to the Green Bay Packers as there is in the NFL with how much taxpayer support goes in to the Saints. So I think it's a win-win when we get this deal done. We won't have to worry about the Saints playing in another market for at least the immediate future, and I think everybody wants that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff, I look at the Tulane Green Wave, undefeated. I can't say that's a star player on that team. I think Retzloff is probably the closest to it. You know where they got a star? He's the head coach. John Sumrall, this week going up against Ole Miss in a kind of a tricky situation for the Rebels here. They played Arkansas last week. Arkansas's defense is El Lazio. They're not very good. But, you know, you're playing with a backup quarterback in Trinidad, and he comes through for you. And Ole Miss plays LSU next weekend.
Yep.
Tulane's sort of wedged in there. If there's an opportunity, John Summerall and his team has it this weekend. I know you got to go play air to beat him, but, man, in my opinion, he is really a superstar coach in college football.
I agree. But before he took that job, Mike, I had a college football industry insider, somebody I really value, say he is a generational talent as a head coach. That's what you're getting there in New Orleans, and I think he's proven that. And I think he's going to be on the short list at every opening after this year, no matter what happens the rest of the year. But Tulane in this game, guys, is really in a no-lose situation. By beating Northwestern and Duke, they're really kind of playing with house money now. No one expects them to win this game. They're almost two touchdown underdogs. They can go in there and go for broke. If they play a competitive game, I don't think it'll hurt them at all in the rankings. We saw Boise last year when they went to Oregon and lost by a touchdown at Oregon. I mean, they ended up being the number one group of five team because of that showing. And I think the same thing will happen for Tulane, and I would not underestimate them in this game at all. Jake Retzlaff is getting better every week, more comfortable every week. I mean, we forget he showed up here in July. He's on a crash course with this offense. And Tulane has some dudes now. I mean, they're not like your typical group of five team. This staff has shown a very high acumen for finding personnel and fitting them into their system there. We've seen it over and over. They will be very competitive in this game. And I think it'll be a terrific one to watch. I got to find a bar or a restaurant in Seattle because I'm flying out Friday for the Saints game. I got to find it somewhere to watch this one because I think it's going to be a great game.
We have Tulane Tuesday every week, and Coach Summer always tells me, Mike, we play a three-man front, and we rotate 10 guys up front. He said, tell me another school like that. That's amazing. And he said, really, that's a little difference. He said, okay, the next man up, he said, I sort of agree with you on that part. That's just kind of fantasy. But that we can rotate 10 defensive linemen on a three-man front, there aren't a lot of teams in college football that can say that.
No, they're actually better up front right now than they were a year ago. And just look at what they've done, Mike, Steve. I mean, you've got Mekhi Hughes is at Oregon, Darian Mintz is at Duke, Alex Bauman's at Miami. You've got two guys at Baylor. You've got another Parker Peterson's at Wisconsin. They lost all this talent, Rashawn Pleasant's at Auburn, to big Power Four programs, and they replaced it all in one offseason, and they're still competitive at a very high level. This staff and what they're doing at Tulane, I don't think anybody should take for granted. This is big-time football they're playing out there. And as long as John Summerall is out there, and I know he's very happy here, his family's happy, he doesn't have a wandering eye, but he's just such a prized commodity. It's the reality of the situation. People are going to come after him, but it's going to take a very, very good job for him to leave because I know he's very happy here, and I think we should all enjoy it while we can because it's fun to watch Tulane be relevant the way they are.
Jeff, I had to laugh. I had some people ask me, man, what this column Jeff Duncan writes about hammer and nail? Man, and Doug Mouton and I are doing post-game, and so they throw it to Les Miles' press conference, and he goes off about that hammer and nail. I knew exactly what you meant with that, and it was apropos because I think with Brian Kelly, he's subtly sends out some messages out there, and also the offense is his baby, okay? That's his part of the side of the field of him talking about it, and you just had a great defensive effort against Florida. And I get what Michael Cabo was going to ask. I get that completely and had to be asked that way. But his response, you hit the hammer on the nail on that one, because I do remember that with Coach Miles.
Oh, my gosh, that was legendary. I didn't know what was going on. I was looking over at Michael Barnett, and he was looking at me with this shrug look. It was classic theater, classic Les Miles. But I'll say this about the Brian Kelly thing. I think I know where he's coming from, and some of my colleagues that were there in the room said he was actually kind of having fun with it more than it seemed. You know, in this internet age where everything's cut and spliced, it comes across maybe as a little more mean-spirited than it was. But my colleagues that were there said, you know, he was having fun with it later in the press conference. But I understand where he's coming. I think he's frustrated because what did guys, what did he hear for two years as the head coach at LSU? They don't have a defense. Where's the defense? Kelly can't get a defense. Well, now they got a lights-out defense, and as you know, when you have a great defense, you play to that strength. We saw Jim Mora do it here for years. You get control of the game, and you win the game with that defense. That's what they were doing against Florida. They were leaning into their strength. And, yes, Michael Coble, I understand exactly the question. I think it was more the timing of it right away after you have this big win and you've started 3-0. I think he just let some frustration out there. But I understand both sides of it. And I think Brian Kelly handled it perfectly, apologized the next day. He gets it. And he and Coble will be fine going forward.
Jeff, definitely always appreciate your time, man. Thanks for joining us, and have a safe trip out to Seattle. And help them bring back a victory, please.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a Holy Trinity, Tulane, LSU, and Saints win.
We came close last week. Thank you, Jeff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.